once again here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo, and the media talk has just got started. And my first interview this morning is with Lowell Lindsay, the International Person of the Year for the World Dairy Expo. First of all, Lowell, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a Canadian from Canada. And I worked in the AI business for 53 years since I graduated from high school. At various levels of the business, I was an AI technician for a few years. Then I became a sire analyst in the CMEX family of businesses. And so I traveled extensively, and my job was to purchase dairy bowls. And as far as Expo goes, I made my first trip to Expo 46 years ago with a friend, and the next year I came by myself, and I've been working with breeders ever since, along with buying bulls in various states and so forth. After a few years, we thought that it would be nice and appropriate for Canada to start marketing their cattle in the states a little more. So the AI business set up displays. We bought display room in the upper level of the concourse, and for a few years we advertised that way. And then myself and two other chaps got the idea that we should start bringing some cattle over to exhibit, and the result was a winning state herd. And for the next 18 years, Ontario won the state herd at World Dairy Expo. After that, about that time, I became, I was a judge, and I was invited to judge the Holstein classes at Expo, and several times, and so that was a part of my career that was a high, along with my job, because some of the best cattle in the world come to Expo, and I had a chance to judge the Holsteins as well as the Red and Whites and the Brown Swiss.
Definitely not new to the dairy world and everything and all of its happenings. Tell me a little bit about this honor as International Person of the Year, what that means to you, and as you possibly travel and attend at other dairy events, kind of your message to keep the general consumer aware of the dairy operations and what they mean to them.
Well, exactly right. As I traveled and during my career, I judged shows in 13 different countries, and it was interesting that, of course, they always want to know about what goes on in Canada, but everybody wanted to know, what about World Dairy Expo? And so, you know, I was always willing to tell them, hey, get a group together and come and see the way that they operate and see the cattle, because it is truly an international show, because, you know, there's not only cattle from Canada here, but there's international ownership. There's quite a few times when cattle people from Europe would own partnership cattle in this here. So I always encourage people to come, and not only the cattle shows. It's the you know, the commercial exhibits is tremendous over the years. I remember when I first came here, there was hardly too many commercial exhibits just in the upper level of the Coliseum. But in later years, you know, they expanded to this building, and now there's a tent up, and then just recently in the last year, they built this fabulous new barn to house the cattle. So it's really something that every place you go, people want to know, what about Expo? So I was always willing to give them my opinion, and you know, it's one of my favorite shows, and it's just it's a necessary thing to be here every year.
Well, thank you for sharing your experiences, and congratulations on your honor. It is my very first World Dairy Expo. Definitely not new to the ag industry and the livestock side of it, but my first dairy expo, so it's really interesting and cool to take it all in, and it's a very honorable experience for myself to be here. Once again, talking to the International Person of the Year, Lowell Lindsay, here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.